Yeah, my only experience, I suppose, with ultrasound was going there as a mum, and obviously my patients in nursing would go off for ultrasounds, but I didn't have a thorough understanding the way I do now. So, for example, I would have had the common belief that you just go to ultrasound to see the baby's picture, whereas it's actually a diagnostic medical tool. It's there to actually assess the baby's health in an extensive way, not just to give you a pretty picture to put on your fridge or to pop up on Facebook. So I suppose the medical side of it is a lot different than what the current consumer would actually think. And also the range and diversity of uses that ultrasound is now used for. So it's not just obstetric. There's vascular, musculoskeletal, general cardiac ultrasound. It's used to scan pretty much every part of the body, and it's an amazing diagnostic tool that more and more doctors are taking up. So, for example, in my current role, we have doctors from all over Australasia using it, from radiologists, obstetricians to emergency doctors and phlebologists and surgeons. So the use of ultrasound is increasing by a diverse range.
When you just hear ultrasound, I think the first thing that you go to is just you have an ultrasound during the term of pregnancy, mm-hmm. but it goes outside the realm of just that practice, does it?
Absolutely. So, for example, a patient might be having a leaky heart valve or something. They can have an ultrasound, they have an echocardiograph and actually have a little look at all the chambers of the heart and what's happening there. They might have some vascular problems, and so their veins will get scanned, whether in all parts of their body. You can have musculoskeletal injuries, so tears in joints and tissues. And so physiotherapists and sports physicians, they will be actually scanning knees and ankles and hips all over the place. They can even scan an eye and
really?
Look underneath the lid and find what's happening. So it is quite amazing that depending on the field that the practitioner is working in, there's basically an ultrasound course available for them.
And to go now to the Australasian Institute of Ultrasound, what is it that you do?
So we're the biggest provider of ultrasound education across Australasia, and so we have a large training faculty, and we have a large training facility in the Gold Coast. So we're based in the Gold Coast. We provide training to over 850 students every year.
So what is involved in the training? What are you prepping them for?
It depends on what their need is. So if they're in an emergency department, for example, they don't want to do a comprehensive scan with a very, you know, large modern machine, high-end machine with comprehensive reports. They actually want to scan someone's heart or scan someone's lungs and actually see, are they bleeding? Do they need surgery? I'm using it as a diagnostic tool at the point of care. Whereas other doctors will actually be doing a comprehensive scan, or a sonographer, for example. They do 2 years postgraduate qualification, and they'll do a comprehensive scan, which then requires a full report signed off by the radiologist or obstetrician. And so it depends on what that medical practitioner is actually using it for, to what course they then enroll in.
It was a kind of an instance of there would be a hospital or a medical setting that would have this equipment, but they didn't really know why they had it, or like what it could then be used for.
No, they knew what it could be used for, but it's one of those things that it actually is really challenging to learn those skills, to know how to scan. And so you buy this equipment, but you actually don't know how to use it. It's like getting a phone and not knowing what all the buttons are, you know. And so it's probably offensive to the professionals that you think, oh, well, I can just do a short little course and then wave the ultrasound, you know, transducer over and I can see everything. You actually can't. You're then looking at images in a very different way, and so being able to image, and then two, be able to be confident enough to view that image and then diagnose off it, is a real skill. And so it was more that the machines were getting sold and we needed to make sure that people who were then going to use them did so in a professional manner. That also then led, I was on the diagnostic imaging board for the Department of Health, and so we were championing to actually define that those certificates in point-of-care ultrasound were then the minimum standard of depth of user qualification. Mm. And that's still getting pushed through now, that at the moment, doctors can just scan without qualification. So can physios, so can vets, so can anybody. However, as a diagnostic tool, we would like to see that there is a minimum standard recognised by the government. And hopefully that's still to come.
When is this push? How far in the future are you seeing this being installed?
Oh, it depends how quickly the health department respond to that need. I'd say, you know, hopefully within the next year or two. We've been campaigning for that for a good 3 to 4 years now. There's obviously resistance from that, and it's a complex issue. So what I mean by that is we have a registration body called ARPRA. And so whether you're a doctor or a nurse or a physiotherapist, for example, they're all nationally registered. Whereas ultrasound sonographers are not registered. They're not nationally registered. And so it's sort of a diagnostic imaging tool and skill set, but it actually doesn't come under its own profession that is registered. So if you then define the scope that those that skill set or qualification needs to be sort of recognized by a license or a board. What we have now, though, is we have a variety of people who are already registered by boards. So the nurses are already registered, the physios, the radiographers, doctors, nurses. So do they need then dual registration, which then becomes financial and it becomes complex to manage? So there's that whole issue as well. Then there's also the financial and billing aspect, that if you bill for an ultrasound scan, if you're the doctor billing for that, should you be able to bill the same rate as someone who's doing a comprehensive scan as opposed to just doing a more focused, specific scan? And so there's complex issues of finance, government regulations, politics, licensing. And so hopefully, you know, my side of it has been purely just from an educational perspective, that obviously if someone's using something which then has an diagnostic response to it, I would like to see that a minimum standard of quality and expectation would be there. And that's defining its scope and putting it into a qualification.